court proceedings for a man accused of helping to plan the September 11th terrorist attacks open today in Germany. Prosecutors say that Munir El-Motasadek was part of an al-Qaeda cell in Hamburg. This is the first trial of someone charged in connection with the attacks. He could face life in prison. NPR's Guy Raz is attending the trial in Hamburg, and he has this report.
For prosecutors hoping to shed light on how the Hamburg cell functioned, today was a fruitful start. Soon after the trial opened, El-Motasadek admitted one of the two major charges against him. For the first time, he acknowledged he had received combat training in Afghanistan, but continued to deny that he transferred money to one of the September 11 hijackers. The 28-year-old Moroccan national entered the courtroom this morning looking confident and upbeat. He kept his head bowed as prosecutors read out the 89-page indictment against him. He's charged with more than 3,000 counts of accessory to murder, and prosecutors will try and build their case around a paper trail that links El-Motasadek to the bank account of one of the September 11 hijackers. Speaking to reporters during a break in the trial, lead prosecuting attorney Walter Hemberger said the evidence will show that El-Motasadek knew about and helped facilitate the September 11 attacks.
So war insbesondere während des zeitweisigen.
The prosecutor called El-Motasadek the chief paymaster of the Hamburg cell and said he helped facilitate financial transfers to three of the men while they were training at combat camps in Afghanistan. At the start of the trial, El-Motasadek answered the presiding judge Albrecht Mentz meekly. At times, he even joked nervously. But as the day wore on, the exchanges became more intense and more revealing. El-Motasadek described going to a combat training camp in Kandahar, Afghanistan in 2000. He said he attended as part of his religious duty. He told the presiding judge that, quote, in Islam, it's written that a man must learn how to shoot, ride a horse, and to swim. According to his testimony, a few days after he arrived in Kandahar, El-Motasadek and seven other men were taken to the camp where they met several Arab men. For 3 weeks, they received light and heavy arms training, including live fire exercises with Kalashnikov rifles. El-Motasadek told the court he never saw Osama bin Laden, but was aware that bin Laden had a house near the camp. Defense lawyer Hans Leistritz, who for months denied his client ever visited Afghanistan, said the revelation today doesn't prove El-Motasadek's guilt.
Hinzu kommt ein circa vierwöchiger Aufenthalt unseres Mandanten in afghanischen Ausbildungslagern.
4 weeks in an Afghan training camp, Leistritz said, is not compelling evidence. The defense lawyer added that thousands of young men attended those training camps. Leistritz said that he'll try to call Ramzi bin al-Shib to the witness stand. Bin al-Shib is also suspected of being a core member of the Hamburg cell. He was captured in Pakistan last month and is now in U.S. custody. El-Motasadek's lawyers say their client was an unwitting accomplice who was only making college tuition payments for one of the hijackers. Bin al-Shib, they say, will provide the key to revealing their client's innocence. The trial continues tomorrow and is expected to last more than 3 months. Guy Raz, NPR News, Hamburg.